Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomers who are embracing life as we grow older. Yet aging does present a whole host of issues that can seem overwhelming at times, and when it comes to finding joy in our lives as we age, there is no one better to speak with than our guest today, Cy Wakeman. Cy is a drama researcher, international leadership speaker and consultant. She's the founder of Reality-Based Leadership and authored a number of books, including Reality-Based Leadership, No Ego, and the New York Times bestseller, The Reality-Based Rules of the Workplace. But now Cy has just published her latest must-read book. It's called Life's Messy, Live Happy. Things don't have to be perfect for you to be content. And Cy, I am sure our listeners are loving the title as much as I do, so let's get started. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. I look forward to chatting with you.
Well, I'm glad about that because I love the book, and I did have a time to chat with you a little before and let you know that I found the lessons to be both really inspirational, but they're also practical and doable, because they work for people of any age. But the thing I wanted to also share is you told a number of your personal struggles, so this is not all rah-rah, you know, book. You were very open about that, but it made me think that this book must have been a real labor of love for you.
You know, it really was. My first three books I wrote about my actual research into drama and emotional waste in the workplace. And so it was like reporting what I had discovered, all still pretty external. And this one was really, I found myself at a familiar place in life in my 50s, you know, with many things to celebrate and also a lot to grieve. And it was a time where I really needed to pause and to reflect and to give some language to what my experiences had been in life and some things that worked well and some things I tried that didn't work well. And I wanted to share that with readers.
Well, and I, again, as someone who is one of your readers and now a big fan, I appreciate that. I also wanted to mention, again, getting back to kind of the structure of the book, but it's divided into three parts. So please give our listeners a little bit of an overview of each of the sections and maybe some of the lessons you share that relates to each stage of this process of learning to live happily in the mess of our lives.
Sure. The book is written a little different. It isn't how to live from cover to cover. It's some vignettes on how I have lived and what some of the key lessons are. And the first part of the book is about just some of the basics on how to live happy. I give you three questions that will change your life. One is, what do I know for sure? And how you can like loosen the ego's grip on your story and what can I do to help, how I can have impact, and what would great look like. And so I look at some key words and some how you use gratitude to live happy. And then I talk about how you can evolve yourself through feeling your feelings and questioning whether you're actually being generous or you're overgiving or using giving to control other people. How if you're seeking, you can ask better questions. And then I end it with just an affirmation that I firmly believe that love wins. And I end the book with just some really big things about how to love big and let go and face death of loved ones and troubles when our kids get into them and how to do that all the while being very content and willing to enjoy the mess.
Wow. Well, you mentioned about, you know, when you were talking about that last section, you know, dealing with some major things. And, of course, I like to say that aging on the whole, and I truly believe this is a positive aspect. There's so many wonderful things about growing older, but there's a lot of change and loss. So for my audience and me, can you tell us a little bit about how we can learn to handle change without falling into an emotional hole, so to speak?
Sure, sure. And, you know, I once heard someone say that a lot of people grow older, but not all of them grow wiser. And I think we really need to focus at this point in my life, I'm 57, on forging wisdom and really self-reflecting on some situations. And, you know, our approach to change is one of them. We can really exhaust ourselves by resisting a change coming and hanging on like way too long to change. And what we tend to do, instead of getting better at welcoming the new and letting go of the old, those are two key life skills that if you haven't learned yet, you need to learn. And what we tend to do is just try and figure out how to, you know, change the external. The example I use is people are like, Sai, how do I organize my closet so I have less stress? And I'm like, well, let's first get you good at letting go. And once you let go of all the things you need to let go of, organizing only 10 outfits isn't that stressful. And that's the counterintuitive stuff I talk about in the book is, you know, we walk with so many things that we could let go of that are, we would have more joy and freedom in our lives. So a good question I ask people is, what do you need to let go of today to be happy? And a lot of times it's a resentment from 10 years ago, or it's, you know, a need I didn't get met and I'm mad about. Like, what if you let go of that? And it's something people don't often think of.
Absolutely. Again, you're just illustrating what I was saying at the onset is your ideas are inspirational, but they're doable and practical too. So, Sai, that was a great example of that. Another thing, you know, our brains can basically, at least mine, I'm not good at multitasking. And even if you are good at multitasking, still we're only able to have one thought at a time. So, you know, you can hold on to these things and go, why me? What's going on? And, you know, like you say, or, again, focus more on the gratitude. And you write a lot about gratitude. Why is it so important to really make a conscious effort to focus on gratitude?
Yeah. In fact, I wasn't going to write about gratitude at all. I thought, oh, that's been done before. And not only did I write on it, I wrote two chapters on the topic. You know, in the beginning, just adopting a gratitude practice helps you focus in on the positive and less focus on the negative, not pretending it doesn't happen, but where you place your attention can really change the quality of your life. So once you start seeing positive, you'll notice more positive. But many of us stop there. We count our blessings. I would propose that true gratitude is when you get to the place where you can count everything as a blessing. And some people squeal the tires right there. They're like, well, some things just aren't blessings. And what I made a practice of doing, this is an example of a tip I give in the book, I would write down what I'm grateful for. And that's easy. It's things my ego prefers, right? Things that are obviously good. And then I would write down a list of all the things that were like happened in my day, the highlights. And what I was interested in is what didn't make the gratitude list. So there are all these things that happened, and only a few of them made the gratitude list. And I would work that different. So if something I wasn't grateful for, was it because I had limited perspective? Maybe, although I don't like it now, I'll see 10 years from now how it's in my favor. Is it something here to teach me a lesson of what I need to let go of? And so I quit writing what I'm grateful for. That was too easy. I started to look at what happened in my day that didn't make the list, and that was where my work on my own mental well-being started.
Oh, my gosh. I just got truth chills up my spine. What a lovely way to look at it. Believe me, I could talk to you all day. I know you have other commitments that you have to get on to. So I just would, like, before we have to leave, you have a website, a YouTube channel. Where can our listeners go to find out more information about you, your work, and, of course, this amazing guide to living a full and happy life?
Oh, thank you. My name is Sai Wakeman, C-Y-W-A-K-E-M-A-N. I repeat that because at Sai Wakeman's your key. Google is a friend of ours and will lead you to where you want to go. But we also have a newsletter. If you go to realitybasedleadership.com, you can sign up for our newsletter. And we certainly hope that if you're a reader that you get one of our books and enjoy.
Well, enjoy, and I'm going to expand that word, enjoy, because it really is going to impact your life in a very positive way, as you have done for mine this morning. Thank you so much, Cy.
Thank you, Mary Eileen. I appreciate it.
Well, I do too, and of course, you shared a lot of valuable information, plus your expertise and your insights into this topic of life. And I urge all of you listeners out there to check out Cy's website, her YouTube channel, and this just-released guide to a happy, invigorating, and fulfilling life. Life's messy. Live happy. Things don't have to be perfect for you to be content, and boy, is that true. So until next time, this is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, can you still hear me, studio?
Okay, Cy, perfect. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. All right, next up we are going two more, and then we'll give you a break. We're going to Joan Herman. Joan has approximately 50.